Hello, Happy New Year, and welcome back to Happenings at 2715. After a break for the holiday season, we're excited to be back. My name is Kurt Gibson, and with me today is IHSA Assistant Executive Director Tracy Henry. Among other responsibilities at the IHSA, Tracy serves as the administrator of competitive dance, which is a relatively new IHSA sport that happens to be only a few weeks from its state championships. So it's a great time to learn more about this increasingly popular sport. Tracy, welcome to Happenings and Happy New Year.
Thanks, Kurt. I'm excited to be here and talk about our upcoming state final.
Awesome. Well, you know, competitive dance is still relatively new here in Illinois. So how about if you give our listeners just a quick primer on what competitive dance is and how it works?
Sure. I think when you think about competitive dance, the patron is going to think about that team that might be performing at a football game or a basketball game, that might be dancing with the band or being part of a halftime show. But the competitive dance portion is much more technical. So we have teams that might be your traditional pom team, but we also have kick teams, we have hip-hop teams, lyrical teams, jazz teams, and you'll also see a number of schools that will mix different styles of dance together. So they might have more of a pom jazz type of style. So our contest is unique, and it's very different, and it's certainly evolved with the athleticism of the dancers over the past 6 years, but it's a very entertaining event to come to and to be a part of and watch.
It sounds like with all the different styles, and I've noted just a few of them, pom, lyrical, hip-hop, jazz, you can really get a view of a lot of different dance styles in a short amount of time.
Absolutely. It's an incredibly entertaining venue to come to and a state final to be a part of. From year to year, it seems like trends go up and down. When we first started, there was a lot of teams that were doing traditional pom. Now that we've evolved into year six, you see more and more hip-hop teams.
Yeah.
And jazz and lyrical seem to be very highly participated in. But then you always see a few of your traditional pom teams that will come with a very themed dance and can be very entertaining as well.
I think the IHSA staff should put a dance team together, do like an exhibition.
Oh, we do have some exhibition teams that come, but IHSA staff has not been on the agenda quite yet.
We'll have to work on that. But with all the different styles, I would imagine it's somewhat challenging with the judges to, you know, keep them all on the same page when you're judging different types of styles. So what kind of work do you do with judges over the year to prepare them for a state series?
Sure. We have about 100 licensed officials in competitive dance, and we'll bring our very best, our top 14, to the state final. And the 14 that we bring are incredibly knowledgeable across all genres of dance. We have an officials conference that we really begin training our officials at in July, and they'll talk about we have speakers that will come in that are specific to hip-hop that kind of explain, you know, the new tricks that we might be seeing, the new types of inversions that they're doing, and kind of how hip-hop's evolving. We also have some dance officials that come from more of a technical or studio background that will speak and train our officials. So we do some live training. We also have an officials education center set up on our website that has different types of tricks and legalities where our judges can go back in throughout the season and educate themselves via some video presentations that are available for them.
So you've got to have sort of a wide range of knowledge of all the different types to really be consistent, would be my guess.
Yeah, and I think that the judges that you see at the state finals and the sectionals are very well qualified. They work really hard to continue to educate themselves throughout the season.
Yeah, great. So the weekend of the 26th and 27th is the state finals in January, so it's just a few weeks away from when we're taping this. What goes on that weekend?
That weekend we have 90 teams that come to the state finals, 1A, 2A, and 3A. They're all broken down a third, a third, a third by their enrollment numbers. You'll see 30 participating in 1A, 30 in 2A, 30 in 3A, and really the goal on Friday is to advance as one of those top 12 teams and come back on Saturday and compete for a trophy.
Awesome.
So it's an exciting 2 days of dance, and if you're around in Bloomington, Illinois, I encourage you to come out to Grossinger Arena and check it out.
Hopefully by then it'll be a little bit warmer.
We would love some warmer weather. It makes the patrons much happier when it's warmer outside and they're walking from that parking lot and purchasing their ticket.
Well, Tracy, thanks for your time today and for joining me on this first edition of Happenings at 2715 in 2018. I hope the state finals is another great success for you and the dance community. And so on behalf of our entire production team, thanks for listening to this edition of Happenings at 2715. We look forward to meeting you again over these same airwaves next week.